My name is Mohammed. What inspired you to become an astronaut? Over.
The first time they started about being an astronaut was I thought it was a cool job, but then as I got older and more mature, I realized that it's a way to contribute to not just my own nation, but all of humanity. It also helps explore the limits of human existence, and I think it's a path of great success for humanity in the future. Over.
My name is Devante. What is the most fun part about your job? Over.
The most fun part about my job is definitely floating. Like Spider-Man or Tarzan, it's very easy to swing my feet places, go around corners, just holding onto something with my hands, so that can be a lot of fun. Over.
Hi, my name is Haroon. Have you ever built anything on a space station? Over.
Yes, in fact, I had to put together a small satellite that later got put into an airlock, grabbed by an arm outside the space station, and then deployed outside. Over.
Hi, my name is Patty A, and what kind of food do you eat in outer space?
What I would say is the best space food is sticky space food, because when you have, let's say, brown rice, which we have up here, that can be a mess if you open the package and all those little grains of rice float in different directions. So something like oil or some paste on our food to make sure it stays together. But it also has to last a long time. So we have dehydrated foods as well as thermal stabilized foods. Over.
Hi, my name is Mubiri. What food do you miss the most? Over.
I miss my wife's cooking in general, and actually fresh foods, because all the things we have up here need to be able to last. We very rarely get fresh food, but the best tasting apple I've ever had is one that got delivered up to here, which was fresh. Over.
Hi, my name is Jason. What are your missions in space? Over.
In general, our mission in space is to serve as a national laboratory on the space station. So we're doing science to further humanity's ability to explore farther and farther into space. We're also doing science that helps companies understand how to build things better. And we're doing science that helps humans right now on the ground. So it's a multifaceted lab. But immediately, I'm working on getting myself packed up, because in less than a week, I'm going back to the Earth. Over.
Hi, my name is Tyra. How long will you stay in space?
Next Tuesday, when I go home, it will have been about 5.5 months that I will have been in space. Over.
My name is Angel. How many years can you stay in the space capsule?
So the space capsule that we launched from Earth to get to the space station in, it's designed for a short trip, relatively short trip. But if something goes wrong, we can linger in space between the Earth and the space station for some additional time. Over.
Hello, my name is Mohammed. What experiments are you working on? Over.
Experiments that are happening on board the space station at any given time, and there's a really good app called Space Station Research Explorer that will let you explore any of them. And one that I've worked on was one called ELF, an electromagnetic levitation furnace. We're growing some plants up here. We're helping understand how satellites work a little better and how to control them. There's even, we are human experiments, so they're taking blood samples and all kinds of things to better understand how our bodies react to the space environment. Over.
Hi, my name is Paige. What's your favorite thing about the space station? Over.
My favorite part about being on the space station is the people that I work with, and a close second would be the view that we have from up here. Over.
My name is Angel, and what should I do when I become an astronaut? Over.
If you want to become an astronaut, I'd recommend you get a bachelor's degree in a science and engineering field, like physical science, chemistry, biology, physics, mathematics. There are medical doctors. Be successful in one of those things, getting that degree, and then continue your education or your work experience to build on that knowledge, and then do some fun things. Get out there and enjoy your life, and be an interesting person who gets along well with other people. Over.
My name is Devonte. How do you go to the bathroom?
That's a great question. Well, instead of, we can't use water to get the things we want to get away from us. So we use airflow and basically suction to pull those substances into a place where they can be stored. Over.
Well, we've officially lost contact, everyone.